This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Getting paid. We're tired of waiting in line for food, but grateful for the opportunity to get some in some cases. Very, very tough on the ego and taking that handout. Tough for so many people affected by the partial government shutdown. Kate Delaney. And this is my snapshot of America tonight. It is now 3 weeks that the government will be open. As of Friday, the announcement came that there was a 3-week deal to keep to reopen the government in a sense. The people who were furloughed and the people who weren't getting paid would be paid. But what are the chances that those furloughed federal workers and the people not getting paid of the 800,000 will find themselves in the same spot in 3 weeks? Wouldn't that be scary? Has anyone ever messed with your money? Think about that. I know that I've talked to many people about it, and it was demoralizing, needless to say. But it didn't have anything to do with, okay, people are lining up in lines. It had to do with, I think, the fact that you had air traffic controllers who said, well, enough is enough, and half of them call out, or just under half of them call out, and you have airports that are about to be crippled, one that already started to have lots of problems, LaGuardia, and a few others as well, and that was it. That's what it took to turn the tide. So the president got before the microphones, made the announcement that there would be these 3 weeks, and we'll see what happens after that. So really big, big news. But news that was trumped, so to speak, by the arrest of Roger Stone. It was kind of a day of chaos, talking about the government being reopened again and Roger Stone being part of the shakedown, dragged out of his house, basically, and charged with 7 counts of obstruction of justice, lying to Congress, and witness tampering. Roger Stone helped at one point. Trump's campaign was very close to Donald Trump and said he did not collude with WikiLeaks. This is all part of the Bob Mueller Russia investigation, but it was a big, big, big story, needless to say, when you have an inner circle guy who gets the shakedown at his house and then comes out and says that it was like the Gestapo and ridiculous, and that he has nothing to say about Trump. He won't flip on Trump to protect himself, and that there was nothing that had anything to do with collusion anyway. Isn't that interesting? It was the big story, though, besides the fact that the government now is going to be reopened. So many stories about hardships of people who, 2 people work for the government, or an air traffic controller with young kids, and somebody who stayed home. So what do you do? Where do you go? Now these furloughed workers get to come back and will get back pay. How much did the economy lose during the shutdown? I saw one set of numbers from an economist who said $6 billion. So 800,000 workers not being paid who work for the government. Think of a nation of 327 million. Think of the ground stop at LaGuardia, delays in Newark and Philadelphia, and that was it. Infrastructure is fraying. No paychecks. $6 billion. lost during the shutdown. This is from S&P Global Economics, by the way. That's their numbers and what it cost. TSA workers who make less than $50,000 a year, the median salary for air traffic controllers, according to the Bureau of Labor Statistics, is higher, $124,000. But the cost of the millions of passengers who fly and the thousands every day, that was too much. I mean, air traffic control towers handle 53 million operators, takeoffs, or operations rather, takeoffs and landings. That's what they did in 2017. It's even higher in 2018, so the prospect of crippling the air system, unbearable. I think that was the straw that broke the camel's back. But there were certainly signs of problems, like the U.S. Department of Agriculture, food inspection. The jokes abound, but not so funny when you think of romaine lettuce and everything else that could not be checked the way it should be checked. The FDA issues about 200 citations a week on average to producers of food, drugs, and other medical devices. I mean, we make the joke, how safe is our food really? But you certainly want somebody on the front lines to at least attempt to do what they can to keep us safer from what we consume. They can't police us with the sugar we eat, but they certainly can look at the food and there can be food safety checks, but not if they're not there. And the Internal Revenue Service was gearing up to process tax returns and issue refunds without pay. Park rangers had gone back to work without pay, but you had vandalism, waste, all kinds of things. Homeland Security brought back workers to keep their E-Verify system functioning because it wasn't. The Border Patrol, of course, never stopped patrolling the border. So now that back pay will catch them up, but then 3 weeks from now, what happens? In 3 weeks, what's going to be different? Nothing. Because who's funding the wall? Unless the president uses the emergency lever, and maybe he will, because that's something that was put into place or talked about anyway and could easily be trotted out. What would the acceptance for that be? Who knows? But then there would be nothing tied to Congress, let's put it that way. Roger Stone. Will he cooperate with Bob Mueller? At first, when the whole thing went down on Friday, there was a no way. But then he was asked on ABC's This Week about the chances he'd cooperate with Mueller. Stone said his attorneys would need to discuss the subject, but contended he would testify honestly about any wrongdoing that may have occurred. He said, if there's wrongdoing by other people in the campaign that I know about, which I know of none, but if there is, I would certainly testify honestly. I would also testify honestly about any other matter, including any communications with the president. It's true that we spoke on the phone, but those communications are political in nature, is what he's saying. He was indicted by a federal grand jury on 7 counts and was arrested Friday morning in Florida. Mueller alleges in the indictment that Roger Stone sought stolen emails from WikiLeaks in coordination with the Trump campaign. Ooh. How far does that trickle up or down? Only Bob Mueller knows at this point. We Can Count coming up next.
Ted Anderson telling you about Jordan Rubin's Beyond Organic Green-Fed Raw Cheddar Artesian Cheese featuring whole milk created through ancient dairy breeding. Unpasteurized, untreated whole milk on the same farm the cows graze. Containing natural sources of omega-3s, CLA protein, calcium, probiotics, and enzymes. I have never tasted cheese this good, and you need to try it. Contact your Youngevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
A doctor's office visit for erectile dysfunction on my smartphone? That's crazy.
No, that's thebestedpill.com. ED can affect 40% of men by age 40. Now there's a 95% less expensive option than Viagra. After a live confidential video consult with a fully licensed doctor, we ship medicines fast, free, and direct in discreet packaging. Read thousands of five-star reviews. Click thebestedpill.com. That's thebestedpill.com. The online doctor's office.
Many people believe they don't control their own destiny because they haven't chosen to take the first step towards the life they've always dreamed of. Let them continue just getting by while you make the choice to do something about your future. Imagine working from home, earning the income you deserve. Start small or dream big. Work part-time or full-time. You choose the pace. Just visit startlivingyoung.com. That's startlivingyoung.com. And click on the Be Your Own Boss tab. Discover Juness, a state-of-the-art global health products company that spent 5 years on the Inc. 5,000 fastest-growing private companies in America list. With over $1 billion a year in sales, they'll provide all the tools you need to thrive and succeed. And you'll be blown away by how little it takes to get started. Visit startlivingyoung.com today and click on the Be Your Own Boss tab at the top of the page. 2019 will be the year your new life begins. Your destiny awaits at startlivingyoung.com.
If you know Kate Delaney, then you know that her lovable golden retriever, Mahalo, makes her world go around. So when Kate started looking for a high-quality dog food for him, she settled on Life's Abundance, the all-stage grain-free food. It's rated 5 stars by Dog Food Advisor, and that's a win. In fact, Kate loved the food so much that she's now repping the food at kateskibble.com. It's full of high-quality protein and nutrients, omega-3s and more. Kateskibble.com is just what Mahalo needs to be happy and healthy. Grab a bag at kateskibble.com.
It's all about the numbers, and we got some interesting numbers as we dive into it. This is a scary one. Washington, for those of you listening to us in that area, and we've got a lot of people listening on the West Coast, especially in Washington, in the Seattle area, Spokane, etc. And as of Sunday, there are 35 confirmed cases of measles, an outbreak that has prompted the governor, Jay Inslee, to declare a state of emergency. Measles are highly contagious, infectious. It's bad. It's the CID, the contagious infectious disease that you don't want to get. Fatal in small children, not good for pregnant women. 34 cases isn't good. Also, for our friends listening in Portland, they're saying that it's right there, too, in Portland. So you got kids between the age of 1 and 10, and you see the measles, and it's nasty all over them. I mean, last week, a person infected with measles went to a Trailblazers home game in Oregon with this outbreak going on. Contagious people also went to the Portland International Airport, hospitals, schools, stores, you get my drift, restaurants, and you just, it's so contagious, you just don't know. And when you get it, high fever, rash all over the body, stuffy nose, red eyes typically disappear. It typically disappears without treatment, but 2 or 3 weeks. The measles. Not good to get the measles. That's one of those debates about getting vaccines, and I can remember being vaccinated for the measles. I say bravo to this donor. A donor gave just over $62,000 to ensure that the Las Vegas shooter's guns were destroyed. Think of all the people that were killed in that shooting in October of 2017. The families of the 58 people who died, you know, what should they do? Sell the guns? give the money to the families, guns be destroyed, an anonymous donor donates the money, ensures they'll be destroyed. I think that's a smart thing. Get rid of them. Just dump them. Get rid of them. Because nobody wants to see that. Nobody wants to see that. So the judge approved the destruction of the guns. The donor's $62,000 goes into the Paddock estate, eventually dispersed to the families of the 58 victims who were killed in the massacre. Boy, oh boy. And, you know, it's I saw a quote from a woman whose sister was among those killed in the mass shooting and said that her family never wanted any money. The donor's contribution is welcome, you know. So this is the thing. The money's not going to take away the pain, and you can't get those people back. It's the same saga that I always talk about. No money can replace a human life, especially anyone you're super, super close to. Or, let's face it, somebody that you're related to that maybe you have controversy or regret or something that tore you apart, and then it's too late to have that discussion. Hillary Clinton, what are you doing to us? If I told you Hillary Clinton said she's leaving the door open to run for president in 2020, really? No. She's telling people, supposedly, that it's not, you know, she is leaving the door open. Ugh. I do not think of all the Democrats that are out there, at this point, she wants to be the person running again. I don't see it. Kamala Harris, I see for the Democrats, she had 20,000 plus show up at a rally she held. She announced she was running. That's a whole different ball game there. And again, this is going up against Donald Trump, so anybody's going to have difficulty there. If you think about the way we've elected the last three presidents, especially whether it's close or not, it always comes back to the same person who was there. Or are these polls right, and has the damage been done and the reputation has been sullied too much and Republicans are confused? Or not? Who's up next is what I say, because you have the Roger Stone indictment. He had to be talking to somebody in the White House. Who was that person that he was talking to? By the way, speaking of numbers, Howard Schultz doesn't need money, but he wants to run for president or is considering it in 2020. Will he actually do it or not? You know, that's the question. He was on 60 Minutes and had that conversation about why he would run. If he does run, he could split the Democratic Party, so it'd be the best thing that Donald Trump's people would want. Because whether it would be close or not, there would be more votes that would be taken away. It'd be like a Ralph Nader effect even more, I think. This is just plain sad and stupid. A Kentucky deputy responding to a call about rocks being thrown at cars is recovering after being hit in the head. So a rock was thrown at the Boyle County Sheriff's deputy. His name is Philip Dean. At his car, shattered the windshield, hit him in the face, lost control of it, hit several trees, rolled over multiple times. He is lucky he's not dead. 911 he had to call. So you think about it. Rock thrown from a car traveling in the opposite direction, and then it's like the size of a softball. Whew, scary. He's got broken bones, lacerations, of course, that kind of stuff. The rock could have killed him. And even the driver of a tractor trailer pulled over on the side of the road told the cops that several rocks have been thrown from a dark-colored passenger car as it drove by. Ugh. You never know what you're going to encounter, right? Never, ever. No, you just don't from day. We're all day today. We are all day today. How about this? So we move to Hillary Clinton saying she might run, telling a friend 2020's not out of it. She's leaving the door open to the numerous amount of people who are starting to jump in for the Democrats, not a surprise. And how about this winter weather that's supposed to stun the Midwest by Wednesday? The Arctic blast. Stay in your house. I saw something today. Stay in your house. Nobody wants to be the victim of the Arctic blast. But can you call in and say, hey, there's an Arctic blast. I've been told to stay in my house and stay under the covers. Will that work or not? I'm going to say it might be tough to get that by as a legitimate excuse. I mean, I'm just saying it might be a little hard to have people rally around that because everybody else has the same problem that you do. And the Arctic blast is, you know, what does it feel like? Below 20 degrees. It's going to be crazy numbers. And you just have to realize, and of course you do, if you live in the Midwest, Minneapolis, any place in Minnesota, Michigan, all those places, then further east, you're going to get weather. I mean, you're going to get weather. It's just a swath of ugly, cold, freezing cold, I can't believe I live here kind of weather. This is what happens in the winter. And then in the spring, you're so happy you live there. That's how I would warn you to not be freaked out by that. So how many people or how many states are affected by this? The amount of states, at least 10 states affected by the Arctic blast. So it's being predicted as one of the big, big storms of the season. And we're just into January. So to say that, oof, big storm. Stay inside. Just stay inside. Why? Why come out? Oof. So we move from that to one other quick little hit. One little quick hit. And that is this. And Kamala Harris formally opens her presidential campaign with unity and pretty straight talk. She's known for that. But I don't know that they knew 20,000 plus people would show up for her campaign, which said text fearless to 707-785. And that turnout was big. You had American flags, 20,000 plus people dumping into the street. Yep. She announced on Martin Luther King holiday she'd seek the presidency. Stay with us.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry My Pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
Critics of President Trump say he relented and let Democrats win when he chose to open the government without getting money locked in for his border wall. On Fox News Sunday, acting White House Chief of Staff Mick Mulvaney refuted that claim, saying The president simply saw an opportunity.
This gave a chance to the Democrats to prove whether or not they really do believe in border security and are willing to go against Nancy Pelosi, or whether or not they are so beholden to their leadership that they're never going to vote for a barrier on the southern border.
Meantime, Senate Minority Leader Chuck Schumer wants to protect federal workers by introducing legislation that blocks the possibility of future shutdowns.
I'm supporting legislation that will make sure we never have another shutdown again. That if the president and the Congress cannot come to agreement, the federal workers are still paid.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Dish TV is better than cable TV. Why? Because you can save 45% on packages compared to your high-priced cable bill. Wow. Take those giant scissors out and cut the cable. And save with Dish TV. Plus, you get a free DVR upgrade to record your favorite shows and free installation. And with Dish Anywhere, you can watch TV for free on your mobile device. Act fast. You can save hundreds of dollars. Does your cable company do that for you? I don't think so. Get all the best TV programming at your fingertips at a fraction of the price of cable TV. So say adios, arrivederci, goodbye to the high cable bill, and save up to 45% on Dish TV packages today. These are limited time offers and can change at any time. Call fast. 800-610-5739. 800-610-5739. 800-610-5739. That's 800-610-5739.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Welcome to Forbes Books at Bedtime with Kate Delaney and Greg Stebbin.
Always a pleasure to talk to Sharon Miller, Bank of America, head of small business. She's back to talk about the 2018 Bank of America Women Business Owner Spotlight. I love this. Before, Sharon, first of all, welcome to the show. But before we get into your findings, can you give us a little background on this annual report, your Women Business Owner Spotlight?
Well, this is the third annual Women Business Owner Spotlight, and we conduct it just to understand how are women feeling about their business, and how are they feeling about the growth and what's coming for the next year ahead, including their revenue and hiring expectations. So really just getting our finger on the pulse to understand what's happening, what's on the mind of women across America.
And how do you do this kind of an annual report, in this case the Women Business Owner Spotlight? How many women do you talk with? And I'm assuming you talk with a good number of men as well. How does it work?
We do. So every year, twice a year, go out and survey business owners across the United States. And some of them are women, some are men. And then we take those results and we pull out the information specifically pertaining to the questions around women and how they're feeling. And so we do the study twice a year at Bank of America, and this is the third year we are surveying and focusing specifically on women. And we've been doing the survey, Greg, since 2012. So over the past 3 years, it's been increasingly interesting to understand, you know, what's on the minds of women? What about Hispanic business owners? And really start cutting our data into more, you know, information around those subsets.
So let's dive into this. Can you give us a broad overview, Sharon, of what you found with the 2018 Women Business Owner Spotlight?
I can, Kate. And just to add to what we were just talking about as well, you know, at Bank of America, we have 3.3 million small business clients, and 40% are women-owned. And so that's also why it's so important to us to really understand what's on the mind of women. And of the 29 million small business clients across the United States, a third are women. So Bank of America has been serving women and certainly want to make sure we understand what's on the minds of them so that we can help them and we can help them with their business and to continue to achieve their goals. And so I'd say, Kate, for the top headlines for this year, we found that women entrepreneurs are much more confident on revenue expectations compared to last year. And their growth plans and their economic optimism is up year over year as well. So I would say a tone of positive, a tone of growth, a tone of, you know, we can continue to grow our business in spite of any challenges we might face.
And what do you think, Sharon, is driving that optimism about things like revenue?
You know, the economy we have seen continue to improve. And so not only in our surveys, but in national surveys for example, for the NFIB. So the National Federation of Independent Business Owners are finding all-time highs in their surveys results as well. And so people are spending, people are traveling. We see consumer stability across the board when it comes to employment. And so that is a key. People have money coming in, they're earning their paychecks, and they have more discretionary income to spend.
And what are they spending the money on as far as the business is concerned, Sharon? How are women using, I would imagine, technology would be part of the cost?
It is. And so as women, you know, in fact, in our survey, we always ask about, you know, how is technology impacting your business? How is it helping to improve your business? And we found that women entrepreneurs, they are increasingly dependent on capabilities related to technology. And so, for instance, when you think about the digital transformation, 33% of women entrepreneurs use a mobile device to process financial transactions within their business versus only 25% of men. So they're way ahead. And they also foresee over the next 5 years a complete shift to digital payments. And so as we think about serving these clients so that they can serve their communities in the businesses that they lead, we have to make sure we're keeping up with how they want to help their clients. So if clients are coming in and they're using their phone to pay for goods and services, we've got to be able to help and partner with the business owner to be able to accept payments that way. So these are some of the insights and how we use this data real time to get better at what we do at Bank of America to serve the businesses so they can serve the communities.
We're talking with Sharon Miller. She's the head of small business for Bank of America. We're talking about the 2018 Women Business Owner Spotlight. And being the one male voice here in this interview, I have to ask because, may seem obvious to the two of you as women who are deeply immersed in the world of business, and I being a man so completely looking from the outside, how do the two of you look at things like the technology gap that you've just been describing, Sharon? How do you explain why women are ahead of men in many of these ways? Do you have any insight into that?
We're ahead in a lot of ways, frankly.
Well, I was getting there. I didn't want to.
Come on. That. No.
For those kinds of things where women excel, I think the more we talk about them, the better it is for all business in technology and all kinds of areas, because then businesses can get better at identifying best practices and who should implement them because they tend to have an advantage there.
Yeah, I think so. And you know, we just had a discussion in New York a week ago with women business owners and entrepreneurs across the country. And we asked that question, you know, how are you using it? Why are you using it? And I think that some of the answers that came up that evening were around, you know, I want to make sure that I'm understanding all the ways to make it more efficient for me. I may not just be the owner of this consulting firm, but I also have a family, a life, I'm a wife, a mother. I go to school. I'm still doing all these. So all these other elements of a life came up. It kept coming up in that conversation. And I think as a woman, it's increasingly, we have so much more ability, I should say, to be able to manage our life. And that's what a business is. A business owner is not thinking of themselves in terms of, I own this consulting firm. They're saying, I have a life. I'm a mother. I could be a father, right, if we're talking about men. But we're focusing on women here. And I need to manage my whole life. And my business is part of that life. And so technology helps me to do that. I can do business wherever I want, whenever I want, however I want. That, and that's what my clients are telling me and asking me to do. So I don't know, Kate, if you have any other thoughts on there.
No.
I know you certainly talk to a lot of business owners as well.
I do, and I talk to a lot of women, and I think what the how can we do it bigger, better, faster, and for the reasons you said, you're pulled in a lot of directions, and I know for myself, I love technology. I didn't start out that way because I would get frustrated not learning it because I wanted to know it right away, but the more patience you have and the more that you've embraced technology, the easier it becomes to do the things that you need to do, and all the things on the list I do, from mobile payments to whatever on down to Calendly, to CRMs, to using Zoom or other forms of technology to do what I do. So I completely agree with it. I love that your survey found this because I think it's absolutely on point from everything that I've seen with my own friends who are either heading up big corporations or they have their own business.
It's fascinating. As a man, we hear stereotypes, of course, and they've been around for a long time, about how men are traditionally out of balance in their lives, completely focused on work, not balancing their family life well. And I think what you might be suggesting, Sharon, is in the future, we're going to see more and more emphasis on the healthy part of balance, work-life balance, and that we're largely going to be thanking women in business for bringing that trend.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And I think it's healthy. I mean, I think it's balance. It's bringing your whole self to work. It's bringing your whole self to your business. And I think it makes for better corporations and it makes for a better business.
Absolutely. How about this? This, of course, is on the minds of many. Sharon, access to capital, that's a big challenge for women business owners, or is it? What did you find this year?
Well, you know, access to capital is improving, and we did hear that loud and clear from business owners. But they do feel that they're facing bigger challenges when it comes to access to capital than their male counterparts. And so, you know, we see at Bank of America our lending business up. We see high demand for capital. And, you know, we are finding that women represent 40% of our business. And I feel like, you know, we have a very strong representation of women coming to us every single day. However, at Bank of America, we know that there are some issues and there are some items that we can help with. And so, you know, from our survey results, we do hear that, you know, training or education or knowing what to ask for, when to ask for it, has been in the past perhaps a roadblock. And so we have recently launched as well the Bank of America Institute for Women's Entrepreneurship in partnership with Cornell University. And this focus is going to be all around access to capital as one element, training, education, and making sure that women have all the information, because as women, and I read about this a lot, you know, women may want to make sure that every single box is checked, all 10 items, if that's what's required for this, versus a male may come in with 2 done, right? And I've got 8 left undone. This is, you know, what we may find, and we're certainly hearing this from the panels we have. And so perhaps the male counterpart would understand that, okay, you have to have this, this, and this because they're getting the education along the way. Whereas a woman may wait till, you know, they have everything done and then they still realize, oh, there was something else I needed to do. And so I think just that conversation, the dialogue, the information, whether it be online, across the desk from an advisor, is going to be helpful in closing the gap on access to capital.
Wow, perfect place to wrap this up. Sharon Miller, Bank of America, head of small business. Fascinating always to talk to you, and this information is fabulous from your 2018 Bank of America Women Business Owner Spotlight. Thanks for so much for coming on.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Homemakers. Groceries by mail ships free. Try our amazing bacon. It stores in your pantry. No refrigeration required. Our value-added packaging provides a 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Always priced less than grocery for your everyday use. Savory and delicious. Order today at readytoeatbacon.com. readytoeatbacon.com.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's Dr. Sonia Baccia on The Doctors.
So this is a product we're going to see if it works. It's called Instantly Ageless. And the idea is that it works very quickly. Is you just need a very small amount. And then you apply it to areas where you might be a little bit puffy. I have just looked at what's in this product. And one of them is something called argireline, which is sort of a darling in dermatology right now. It's a peptide or a protein that actually relaxes the muscle. It's also called Botox in a bottle. The other active ingredient in this is silicates, which are almost act like a clay. They're minerals, and they're making the skin sort of tighter. It's actually increasing the surface tension on the skin to push that herniated fat pad back.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com.
Very pleased to welcome to the show Terrence Piddle. He's written a book called The End of War, Literary Work and Poetry. And Terrence, I have to tell you, I said this to you off the air, but I love the title of your book because, you know, basically what we're talking about here is matching the two, pretty much using literary lines, as you describe it, in poetry that would show that we, or suggest that we turn our back on war. So explain how you came up with that.
Well, I began 47 years ago when I was going to the University of Madrid, writing a film treatment and a novel with the idea of unmasking the romantic glory of war, like Hemingway tried to do in A Farewell to Arms, and suggesting that that we not do war anymore.
Yeah, and you're right that that was definitely a Hemingway theme. And if you go back to those days in Madrid to where we are now and everything that's happened in between, are you surprised what's happened in the world since you came up with this idea?
Yes, and you know, this particular work, I was listening to Professor Stephen Hawking 5 years ago on television when I was in Europe, at the University of Cambridge, Stephen Hawking, and he said, we must end war. And that brought me to the title of this work and the literary work enclosed to suggest, like the president say, we're not going to fight a war with you. We're going to negotiate the great dream of peace now.
What do you hope that people take away from reading your book, that whole idea?
Yes, that whole idea of let's at least start talking about ending war on Earth.
And as you and I both know, there are so many other, if we take it out of the poetry literary mold and we went into society and looked at what's going on in society, it's so tough to make that kind of breakthrough, and you see it in things that have been been written. What do you think it takes to move?
Hello, yes.
Yeah, what do you think
you're
it takes to move that? Terrence, what do you think it takes to move the needle on that?
Well, you know, I used to write to presidents and prime ministers and foreign affairs ministers, and I wrote to the foreign affairs minister of Canada once, and he wrote back to me, "Kerry, the goal and dream of Canada is peace." And, you know, I think this is the idea.
Yeah, the idea is peace. And we should say that you went to four leading Canadian universities.
I wrote to...
Go ahead, tell us where you went.
I wrote to the Foreign Affairs Minister of Canada.
Yeah, the Foreign Affairs Minister of Canada. And I was just mentioning, too, that you went to four...
You're breaking up.
Okay, so you went to four universities, too, as well in Canada. Tell us about that experience.
Pardon me, tell what?
Tell us about that experience.
Oh, okay. I went to four leading Canadian universities, the prestigious University of Toronto, the Jesuit University of St. Mary's in Halifax, the Laval University, the great French University in Quebec, and the University of Regina in Regina, Saskatchewan, where I grew up. So it was just a good education for me.
What was the most surprising thing, maybe not surprising, but what was the best thing that you took away from all of that education?
What I took away from all of that education, start with a premise that you don't know and open your mind to learn what I took away.
Wow. And do you think that's part of the problem of what we see today?
Well, I think the first thing our young people should be taught in college is that they don't know, you know, and to open their minds.
Boy, I so agree. Who has motivated you the most of all the literary works out there, all the different poetry and whatnot that's been written about war? Who is most influential to you?
Well, I think the poet John Donne, any man's death diminishes me because I'm involved with mankind, and for whom the bell tolls, Hemingway. Therefore, do not ask for whom the bell tolls, it tolls for thee. And those influenced me the most.
When you sat down to pull this theme together and you had thought about it really since the 70s, that was your influence. How long did it take you to create this book?
Well, the book was written, there are excerpts from my literary works and poetry over a lifetime. So it took a lifetime.
Wow, and then but making it flow and such, you did such a nice job of that and weaving that all together would have been an interesting kind of puzzle. Was it like putting a puzzle together?
The editor for the publisher did an outstanding job.
Yeah. When you put all, if you look at all your literary works, what are you most proud of?
This is the work I'm most proud of.
And you're most proud of it because it's been this overwhelming desire in your life, right?
Yes, yes. And the excerpts and literary work and poetry in it, Letter to God, Letter to Roland, all the Value of Life for the Story of Job. The Story of Job is sort of my story over the last 8 years where there were elements trying to take away everything meaningful in life from me to turn me into a revolutionary. And at the end of my story, God said, I'm still Terry's God. And so that went on in my life, and that's printed in the book, Terrence F. Hill's story, The Story of Job.
We're speaking with Terrence Hill, and you can pick up his book at Amazon and wherever great books are sold. The book is called The End of War, Literary Work and Poetry. When you were creating these works, as you say, it's like a, I think of it like a puzzle, as I mentioned, and you said the publisher did a great job in putting it together. Was there one particular piece that seemed to take you a long time to put together that you feel really nails this whole equation of the end of war?
I think maybe the cry of St. Paul. The cry of St. Paul that echoed down through the centuries and was heard by every people and civilization on earth for some kind of fairness and mercy and justice in our lives. I think that hit it for me.
Yeah. And tell people who don't know, and they, of course, can read it in your book, but tell us a little more about the cry of St. Paul for those who aren't familiar.
Well, it's just that was the cry of St. Paul. It was heard by every people on earth for some kind of fairness and mercy in our lives. And that was the cry.
Yeah, that sums it up so accurately, mercy, et cetera, in our lives. And do you think we live in a world where there's not a lot of mercy when it comes to war?
Yes, I think that we needed Mother Teresa. The English cardinal said the countries of Northern Europe and Western Europe are becoming increasingly materialistic. Now, we needed a message of compassion. Mother Teresa brought that message of compassion. Today we have that message of compassion coming from the Canadian Prime Minister, Justin Trudeau, and from Pope Francis at the Vatican, the message of compassion.
In writing and taking the body of all of your work, Terrence, and then putting it together in a book, how has this process changed you?
Well, you know, it's humbled me that God gave me the talent to write like I can write. I wrote about Churchill once that he had been given the pen of history. And what a thing to be given the pen of history. And so it's humbled me.
I like that, the pen of history. And I like the Churchill reference. And I want to remind everyone again, I'm speaking with Terrence Hill, and the book is called The End of War, Literary Work and Poetry. Do you think if people turned more toward literary works and poetry, we might have more calm in the world? Because I think there is there's sort of a lack of knowledge on that front, not like it used to be decades ago.
Yes. The Bible describes darkness as a lack of knowledge. And the Bible also describes that the wisdom of poets cannot be purchased with gold or silver. So it is something that has been communicated to mankind throughout history. Most of the Bible is poetry, and the wisdom in this poetry is what still learn from today.
Terrence, what have the people around you said to you, the people who are close to you, about your book?
Oh, they think it's wonderful. They think it's wonderful. Bobby Silva, my friend who had two restaurants in Greenwich Village in 1962 that Bob Dylan would come into, that Peter, Paul, and Mary would come into, that Joan Baez would come into. Bobby has four commendations from the United States Senate, three commendations from the United States Congress. And Bobby said, just beautiful, Terry. It works in the heart of Terry Hill, just extraordinary. Bobby emailed me this morning that you are a national treasure, Terry, and we've got to protect you. So thank you.
Boy, that is high praise. No doubt about that. Bobby Sylvan, thanks for sharing that story. And I want to tell everyone again to pick up the book. You can pick it up at Amazon, again, where books are sold. Terrence Hill, The End of War, Literary Work and Poetry. Terrence, thanks so much for sharing your story and your works.
Okay. All right. Thank you very, very much.
Thank
God
you.
God bless you.
Thank you. You too.
Bye-bye. Bye-bye.
If you know Kate Delaney, then you know that her lovable golden retriever, Mahalo, makes her world go around. So when Kate started looking for a high-quality dog food for him, she settled on Life's Abundance, the all-stage grain-free food. It's rated 5 stars by Dog Food Advisor, and that's a win. In fact, Kate loved the food so much that she's now repping the food at kateskibble.com. It's full of high-quality protein and nutrients, omega-3s and more. Kateskibble.com is just what Mahalo needs to be happy and healthy. Grab a bag at kateskibble.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.